The Golf Screen Girls Theater. The director of the Golf Theater and your host, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everybody. Your neighborhood good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies again welcome you to the Gulf Theater. And what a cast we have for you tonight. Loretta Young, Edward Arnold, James Stewart, Fuzzy Knight, and, as usual, Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. Jimmy Stewart's about a step and a half behind himself these days. It seems he hopes to open his own candid camera exhibit in about 3 weeks. And so, after working all day at the studio, he's been rushing madly home to spend the evening dividing his time between a roll of film, a band of developer, and a rather bedraggled sandwich for dinner. Loretta Young deserves a prize for having discovered something brand new in the way of autograph hunters. This afternoon, Loretta was asked for her autograph, not on a piece of paper, but in a block of wet cement. Loretta signed it all right with a 10-penny nail, and when last seen, the fan was staggering triumphantly down Hollywood Boulevard with his block of cement on his shoulder. You know, the stars get a tremendous kick out of appearing in the Gulf Theater. It's almost a contest to see who worked the hardest at rehearsals. That's because the Gulf Theater is the stars' own theater. You see, every single cent that Gulf would ordinarily give to the stars who appear here is given instead to meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and to build a home for the members of the picture industry who can no longer provide for themselves. And remember, in this same spirit of giving, you can lend a helping hand to your less fortunate neighbors this week by contributing to your community chest. So be a good neighbor and help out, won't you? And now it's time for me to assume my role as stage manager and call for lights. Music. Our play, Going My Way, is a comedy adapted from an original screenplay by Alan Scott and W.W. Watson. And now I'd like you to meet the cast. Loretta Young.
I play the part of Nancy Colway.
James Stewart.
I'm Lewis Colway, Nancy's husband.
Edward Arnold.
I play the part of J.P. Hampton, owner of a big New York department store.
Fuzzy Knight.
Me? Well, I'm the elevator operator. Going up?
And I'm Don Hampton, J.P.'s son. As the play begins, Lewis is speaking to his employer, J.P. Hampton, over the phone.
Yes, Miss Hampton. No, Miss Hampton. Yes, Miss Hampton. Yes, Miss Hampton. I mean, no, Miss Hampton. Oh, yes, Miss Hampton.
That's selling him, Lewis. That's selling him.
Well, Nancy, right?
Mm-hmm, my Nancy.
So, what are you doing here? Why aren't you at home? Something wrong?
Is it wrong for a wife to come to her husband's office?
Yeah, but do you realize you're absolutely smashing Rule 24?
Then I'm a bad girl.
Yeah, well, Rule 24 clearly states that wives of employees shall not disturb business routine by social call.
Rule 24 doesn't apply, because this is not a social call.
Now, look, Nancy, you can't just wait until I get home.
That's just it, Lewis. You never come home.
Well, I know, last night,
And the night before that.
I know, Nancy. We're right now in the Hollywood day season, you know.
Do you realize the last time you took me to movies, they were still showing silent pictures?
Now, look, I don't mean to.
And I can't remember the last time I had a chance to wear my evening gown. But I could wear it now, all right. Bustles are right back in style again.
Now, darling, that's no way to look at it.
No, it isn't, huh? Well, how would you like to wait dinner night after night for someone who never gets there? Tuesday night I waited dinner for you and you didn't show up. Thursday night you didn't show up. Friday night you didn't show up. Why, I'm married to the little man who wasn't there. I'm through, Lewis. I'm finished.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, I've walked out on you. I moved to a hotel today and I'm registered under my maiden name. Nancy French, remember?
Oh, wait. Now, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I love you. In the second place, J.P. Hampton won't stand for it. He believes wives and husbands should live together.
Oh, so J.P. Hampton won't stand for it. Very well, then we'll get a divorce.
Don't say that, Nancy. Now, that someone might hear you. You don't realize how Mr. Hampton feels about that word. Oh. Here, look at the Monday morning message he sent. Read it.
Marriage is a business, and a man who can't make a success in marriage can't make a success in business.
And, you see, we can't possibly get a divorce.
No, can't we?
Well, and besides, what would happen to you?
Happen to me, why, darling, I get a job, of course.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
How is it?
Oh, certainly. Now, you run along home. Now, you can get the 4:10 if you're hurrying. Goodbye, darling. Now, I'll be there for dinner, I think.
You think? Darling, this is going to hurt you a lot more than it does me.
Yeah, well, I'll phone you from the station. What? What'd you say?
I will illustrate in three easy steps. You see this lamp?
Yeah, that's lamp department. 4250.
No, dear. This represents our home.
Oh, Nancy.
Now broken.
Now, wait a minute.
You observed this vase?
Now, look, Nancy, please.
This vase is our marriage. We are divorced.
Nancy, will you stop? You're ruining my office.
Did you observe this busted, Mr. Hampton?
Oh, Nancy, now come back here with Mr. Hampton.
You just try and make me. That's all I have to
do. Nancy, take it easy. Now put Mr. Hampton down.
Okay, you asked for it.
Yep, there he is. Hampton. Nancy, if I ever get my hands on you...
Oh, you can't frighten me, you big brute.
Come on out here from under that desk.
I will not come out. I will not.
Say, Lewis, what's this plaster all over the floor?
Plaster? What plaster? Oh, so it's from the ceiling. It falls down all the time.
Is it, Lewis?
No, I'm just finishing up some window display.
Oh, I was wondering what that dummy was doing under your desk.
Hey, huh? No one can call me a dummy and get away with it.
What was that?
What? I'm sorry. The dummy, the lady under the desk is my wife's dearest friend.
French.
Yeah, French. You can come out, Miss French. That's Miss Nancy French.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Don Hampton, our personnel manager.
Oh, well, how do you do?
How do you do?
Don Hampton, my boss's son.
Now, don't let that show you, Miss French. I take after my mother's side of the family.
Uh-huh.
Miss French was just looking for something.
Oh, what was it?
What did it say?
A job.
A job?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's strange. I never heard of anyone looking for a job under a desk.
Oh, I'll work anywhere.
Look, Don, if you have anything else to do...
Well, of course, we have a lot of jobs around here, Miss French. We hire people all the time.
Well, that's lovely.
Now, look here, Miss French. You don't want to take anything that comes along here, you know. You have a special talent.
Oh, have I?
Yes, and besides, Don, she's going back to Youngstown tomorrow. She got a letter from her mother. Excuse me.
No.
Ken? Hello? Oh.
Calloway, come up here right away.
Well, oh, yes, Mr. Hampton. I'll invite him right in. In case I don't see you again, Miss French, goodbye.
Well, I think I ought to pick up these things that you dropped on the floor, don't you?
Yes, Miss French, and I'll help you.
Look, I sort of like my office untidy. It sort of makes me look busy. I don't like to... Yes?
Calloway, I'm waiting for you.
All right, Mr. Hampton, I'm coming.
My floor, Grandfather Clock, stuffed fish, antique, and Mr. J.P. Hampton.
That's why you're in line for this promotion. You set a shining example for the rest of our employees. I'll take our Western sales representative. He's getting a divorce. And a man who is disloyal to his wife is just as likely to be disloyal to his employer. Right?
Yes, Mr. Hampton.
If a man's home life is upset, how can his business life be otherwise? Right?
Yes, Mr. Hampton.
There isn't a divorced man in my organization. When a man is divorced, he is automatically liquidated. Right?
Yes, Mr. Hampton.
That's you. You never have any trouble with your wife, do you?
Yes, Mr.
What?
No. Yeah. I mean, no, Mr. Hampton.
Good. She'd be proud of you, but proud to know that I intend to have you elected to an officership.
Well, I'm glad to know that you have that much faith in me, Mr. Hampton.
Well, I have. That's why I'm letting you teach my son the business. Confidentially, how is Don doing?
Well, he's picking up things.
That's fine. Now, as you know, Calloway, I'm leaving for our Chicago office tonight, and I'm placing everything in your hands.
Yes, Mr. Hampton.
Eighth floor, leftovers, markdowns. Please get off my foot, lady. Thank you. Second, doormat, Mr. Lewis Calloway.
Your father, that's what... I thought you'd gone by now, Miss French.
I was just leaving. Goodbye, Don.
Don?
Bye, Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Goodbye, Mr. Calloway.
Oh, it's Mr. Calloway.
Bye. See you tomorrow morning at 9.
Oh, that's right, at 9.
See you tomorrow morning at 9. Everything's all fixed up.
Certainly is.
Now, see here, Miss French. What have you been saying to my boss's son?
Oh, correction, please. You mean our boss's son.
Oh, Nancy.
Yes, Louis?
May I take you for a drive?
Oh, I'm sorry, but Don's taking me for a walk. Yes, Lewis.
May I take you for a walk?
Oh, I'm sorry, but Don's taking me for a drive.
Oh, Nancy.
Yes, Don? Lewis?
Well, never mind.
Oh, but Louis, you aren't eating a thing.
No, I can't eat. Now, listen, Nancy, you realize this is the first time we've been together in 3 weeks?
Well, you know, I've been so terribly busy since Don put me in charge of Drake.
Yeah, Don, that's all I hear is Don. Now, look, Nancy, Don only gave you the job because you have a pretty face. Nancy, your place is in the home, our home.
Oh, Louis, say that again.
What, you mean about the home?
Huh? No, about the pretty face.
Oh, Nancy, you don't belong in business. Now, statistics show that women are losing ground in business every day. According to the UV&M survey of the last fiscal year, in November there were 5,437,000 in business. In December shows 4,294,000. And all January has is a measly 3,576,942.
Except February, which has 28.
Nancy, I'm only trying to make you realize that for generations men have been running things. You can't you understand? It's a man's world.
Yeah, and look at it.
Yeah, I said, well, from now on, I'll do anything to prove to you that you don't belong in business.
Hey, look, Louis, I'm getting sick of arguing. I think I'll go now.
No, but Nancy, wait, your lunch.
I'm sorry, Louis, but all of a sudden I'm on a diet. Goodbye.
Eighth floor, pet supplies, guppies, goldfish, muzzles, dog houses, and Mr. Louis Caldwell.
Hello, Louis.
What are you so happy about?
Oh, Louis, the greatest thing has happened to me. Congratulate me. Nancy and I are engaged.
What?
Uh-huh. We're going to be married.
Married?
Yep, that's right. And to show you how grateful I am to you for bringing us together, you're going to be the best man. Now, isn't that swell?
Yeah.
Isn't it great the way things have turned out? Me marrying Nancy, your wife's best friend?
My wife's best friend, yeah.
See it, Louis? Nancy and I, your wife and you, going around together. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. The three of us are going to be very happy.
Everybody, next time take that ice up on the service elevator. Windbreakers, red flannels, skis, snowshoes, and Don Conti.
Well, folks, I'm in charge of the, it'll soon be winter department. And I don't need to remind any of you that nowadays your car can be even more useful to you during the winter than it is in summer. And I don't have to remind you either that there are lots of little things that should be done to your car before the winter season gets underway. That's why your good golf dealer has put out a big sign with a laughing man on it. And that sign tells you that your good golf dealer is ready to help you laugh at winter. You already know about quick-starting, free-flowing Gulf Pride motor oil and about quick-starting Gulf no-knock gasoline. Well, in addition, your golf man is ready with other special services. Gulf Flex registered lubrication, as well as a new Gulf antifreeze if you live up north, and everything you need for Gulf's complete winter guard service. So why not drive into your good Gulf dealers tomorrow and have your car prepared for colder weather? You can laugh at winter if you look for the laughing man under the sign of the Gulf orange disc.
Thank you, John Connie.